Out to neighbors, good afternoon, everybody. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as Terry Stokes joins us talking about this 2007-2008 Farm Bill that continues to be worked on by the Conference Committee. Back on that in just a moment.
Whoa, 99, slow down. Chew your food or you're going to bloat.
Oh, sorry about that. You know, just yesterday, I felt awful.
Yeah, you looked awful. Bovine respiratory disease will do that to you.
Don't I know it. But they gave me Baytril 100.
Ooh, the good stuff.
Yeah.
Single-dose Baytril 100 doesn't work like a mass med. It's designed specifically for first-line treatment, so it works fast. Baytril 100 kills BRD-causing bacteria in as little as 24 hours, so cattle feel better fast and can get back to work, back to eating. Ask your veterinarian about fast-acting Baytril 100 or visit Baytril100.com for use by or on the order of a licensed veterinarian. Extra label use of this drug in food-producing animals is prohibited. A 28-day withdrawal period is required, not for use in calves to be processed for veal or in cattle intended for dairy production. Baytril 100. Right the first time.
99?
Yeah.
You have a little feed right on your... at the edge of your...
Oh.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you.
He's the top hired hand for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Chief Executive Officer Terry Stokes, also working right now quite a bit in Washington on behalf of cattle producers as they continue to look for a replacement for Jay Truitt, who's left NCBA after heading up the Washington office for the last several years. And Stokes says they're watching real closely the conference committee activity of the Farm Bill, and it's more than just the commodity title, he reminds everybody. There's some important things in there that cattlemen are very interested in.
We really need to clarify and simplify the statute under which mandatory country of origin labeling requirements will be written. Without passage of these improvements, USDA will be forced to write the mandatory cool regulations based on a very flawed and vague statute that was passed as part of the 2002 Farm Bill. Regardless of one's position on mandatory cool, all sides can agree that we want the law to be as workable and simple as possible. It's important to remember that mandatory cool is set to take effect in September of this year, whether we pass a new farm bill or not. So this is a big reason we are hoping to get a new bill worked out and passed fairly soon. Another priority for NCBA is that we complete a new farm bill that addresses the current shortfall in conservation program funding. The Environmental Quality Incentives Program, or EQIP, is a good example of a very beneficial program that is not adequately funded. This has led to a backlog of applications and lack of funding for some very worthwhile conservation projects. While cattlemen know that the new farm bill probably won't fund EQIP at the level that we would like, a new bill should help address this situation to some degree. NCBA is also working to ensure that some form of permanent disaster assistance is included in the new farm bill. But that appears to be a major point of contention right now. We are also hopeful that the conference committee will restore some of the free market thinking that was envisioned for this farm bill. For cattlemen, that means not trying to limit how, when, or to whom we sell our cattle. Banning ownership of cattle by certain entities might have surface appeal, but it doesn't make sense in the modern marketplace.
NCBA's Terry Stokes. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the spring production sale of the Parker Angus Ranch this coming Saturday, April 19th at 12 noon at the ranch just east of Warica. They'll be selling 90 18 to 20 month old performance tested carcass evaluated Angus bulls with complete Ingenity DNA profile, including for tenderness. Contact Eddie or Karen Parker at 580-228-3251 for a catalog, or go to their website, www.parkerangus.com. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.